Look, look, there comes one of them now. They're coming for you.
Welcome to our fifth episode of the second season of Samuel Sift, Post-Apocalypse Detective. This will be the case of the Sister Act, Part 1. It was one of those fall nights that makes a man feel lonely, so I headed over to Doris's to see what the conversationalists were up to.
Evening, Samuel. What'll it be?
Shine.
Running a special this week on the Rock Gut.
Aren't you always running a special on the Rock Gut?
Yep.
So why bring it up?
Because you look particularly susceptible tonight.
Well, fall colors always bring me down.
Imagine how the leaves feel.
Pardon me, ma'am.
How can I help you?
Have you seen a woman who looks like me?
You mean today or in general?
Just then, a dead drunk at the end of the bar shot up and yelled, he put two shots square into the head of the lady who had just walked in, and before anyone this side of sober had time to react, he ran out the front door. The damsel, now past distress, fell beside me. I fruitlessly attended to her wounds while others gave chase.
I'll get his license plate!
Whoever gets that bastard gets a free pint of the Rock Gun.
Come on, boys. How is she?
Dead.
Did she get out any last words?
No, that guy knew how to kill. What kind of clientele you have these days?
Fuck that noise. No one brings that shit into my bar.
Did you know him?
No. He's been here for hours. I thought he was finally passed out on the bar. He said his name was Pug.
As fast as he moves, call him Greyhound.
Now I gotta report this and I have to deal with all the authorities' horseshit.
Don't they treat small business owners well?
You get him?
No, he was too fast. By the time we got there, he was just a dot round in a corner.
Did you get his license plate?
He was on a horse!
Did you get the horse's license plate?
Sift, be helpful.
Sorry, Doris. You want me to go get anyone?
No. I got a CB that the mayor has me keep here. I'm calling this in.
Sorry, I couldn't save her.
Not your fault. Here, take a pint for the help with the body.
I took my pint of rot gut and went to the Hilton to see if anything was shaking at the office. As always, the bellhop was jumping around.
Detective Sift, there's a lady who keeps talking to
me. You're Detective Sift? Please, can we go to your office quickly? I want to get behind a locked door.
Sister, you look familiar.
Oh, I should. You saw my twin murder tonight.
Right this way. Please sit, miss.
Grady, am I safe here?
Safe? That's a relative term. But you are safer here than most places.
Who's that? Don't open it.
But that's the best way to see who it is.
It could be the authority.
Sift, open up. It's Barbara.
She's the maitre d' of the hotel. She's kind of my boss.
I know, Mrs. Babbitt. Let her in. I came here because of her.
Helen, are you okay? I was horrified to hear what happened to your lovely sister. You must be devastated.
Anger first, sadness later.
Babbitt, how did you already know that?
Later. Go on, Helen.
My sister knew something bad. I was there to give her 1,000 aspirin to help her get out of whatever situation she was in.
1,000 aspirin? That could take care of a lot of headaches. Why so much?
Because whoever she was fleeing is someone high up in the authority. It takes a lot of bribes to convince someone to go against Mrs. Mayor Beatrice Mingo.
True. Why did you come here?
For two reasons. If you would be so kind, Maitre d' Babbitt.
Barbara.
Thank you. If you would be so kind, Barbara. I need someone to get me out of the Charlotte Free Zone. And I want to hire your man to find my sister's killer.
What's the pay? Investigating the authority ain't the, best of long-term career moves.
How many of these 1,000 aspirins will it take?
Well, considering the cost of the
risk. Keep your aspirin, Helen. You're probably going to need them. It's on the Hilton tab.
Can I negotiate for myself in the future?
Sift, Helen's sister Mary was a long-term friend and sometimes employee of the hotel. Some of our more exclusive clients had needs of her talents.
Was she a prostitute?
Sift, this is not some Western where all of the women are either a whore or a mother. Mary was one of my most reliable contractors. Sometimes people just need a listening ear. She was a therapist. Helen, grab your things. I know where we can take you, but we need to move quickly. Tell Sift everything you know before we go.
I don't know much. I know there are some incriminating photos of someone high up in the mayor's entourage.
Photos? Of?
I don't know. Something sadistic? Something perverted? That's all I know. 2 days ago, I got word that she knew she would have to run soon. I was going to meet her at Doris's, give her the aspirin and my habit for a disguise.
Your habit?
I am a sister.
I thought you were the sister.
Correct.
So where's your habit?
I dropped it.
Habits can be hard to drop.
Sift. What else? We need to move.
What else do you know?
That's it. I don't know who she was working with or on what. I know she hadn't been at her apartment for 2 weeks, but I don't know where she was staying.
Where's her apartment?
Somewhere near the authorities' horse ranch. I don't know exactly.
Let's go, Sift. You start the investigation now. Say goodbye to our visitor.
Babbitt hit Helen and began arrangements to smuggle her out of town. I went back to Doris's to see if the dead therapist had any photos of her.
Come in, Samwell. Watch yourself. I got the lights off.
I didn't know this place had lights.
I'm sitting at this back table. Better view of the door. Drink. It's on the house. Having one myself.
Fancy tequila. Wow. How long you been holding on to that bottle?
Since before the fall, but after my second husband. Why are you here?
Barbara Babbitt wants me to figure out who killed that woman.
Why?
She didn't say. I think she keeps some secrets from me.
You think?
You hunky-dory with the authority?
Yeah, they didn't even want to bother to investigate. I know they aren't the most diligent of observers, but they barely checked anything. Whole thing stinks.
Is her body still here?
No, they took her. Listen, you tell me who killed that woman. Next month's tab is on me.
Doris, I only take one customer at a time. You know this.
I know. But don't think of me as a second client, but rather an added incentive to do what you're already doing.
I'll think about it. Why do you care a month's tab?
Because she got killed in my bar. That's bad for business. People don't like getting killed in bars.
I can see the charm.
I got a lead for you.
That was quick.
The guy who shot her, he'd been here for hours. I thought he was drinking hard and often, but he had me fooled. That's not easy to do. One of my regulars knows horses. Said he could tell from the saddle that the horse was from the mayor's stable.
Weren't those run by Kelvin, the mayor's son?
Still are.
I thought he was dead.
That would be nice. I gotta deal with his arrogant ass every week when I ship crates of shine to the Kannapolis kill zone.
Why do they go through so much hooch?
I don't know and I don't care. They pay well. I just make the stuff. I don't moderate it.
Between the killers skedaddling on a getaway gelding, Doris's lead, plus the fact this was supposed to involve someone close to the mayor, all signs pointed to Kelvin, the mayor's son. Last time I saw him, we didn't really part on good ways. Kelvin ran the mayor's forces outside of the Free Zone's walls. Everyone knew he took great pride in his troops' horses. What everyone also knew is that he's a real horse's ass. But the case goes where the case goes. I figured I shouldn't wait until the next day to visit the mayor's horse stables. It was late when I got there. But considering the evening's activities, I guess somebody would be up. So I staked the place and my escape route out before making my grand entrance. Anybody shoveling horse shit in there?
Who the fuck are you?
Kelvin here?
I said, who the fuck are you? It's late. The petting zoo is closed.
I think one of you paid a visit to Doris's tonight.
Charlie, let the pink in.
Burning the midnight oil?
Last time I saw you, I woke up in a metal box.
I did too.
I owe you a metal putt to the face.
Yeah, sorry about that. I had a client.
You were lucky I didn't tell my mother you had knocked me out. I could have made a lot of trouble for you.
Why didn't you?
I thought it might be nice to have you owe me a favor. Who knows? You might have to pay it off tonight.
I'll tell you the same thing I told your mother. One client at a time.
What are you doing here?
A woman got shot tonight at Doris's.
I heard.
The guy who shot her left on a horse. Doris was less than enthused about the authorities' investigation into the matter.
What does she care about it?
Guns in her bar? Well, that's bad for business.
So again, why are you here?
I think one of your men did it.
Yeah? Why do you expect that?
Lots of reasons. But mostly because I can see the man who did it dressing down that horse.
Get him!
I ain't bad in a fight, and I managed to get a couple of whacks in with a horse shit shovel. But between Kelvin and his man Charlie, they got the better of me. I was almost relieved to get knocked out. I hoped that would stop the beating.
Look, there comes one of them now.
Thank you for listening to The Case of the Sister Act, Part 1, part of the second season of Samuel Sift, Post-Apocalypse Detective. I'm Kevin Patterson, the writer and showrunner for the show, and I'd like to thank our cast for this episode. Abigail Elfman, Rashida Moore, Elliot McDowell, Kylie Edison, Justin Evans, along with myself, Kevin Patterson. I'd also like to thank Justin Evans and Adrian Parrish for recording this episode, and Adrian Parrish for sound engineering. Our composer was Scott McLaughlin, opening beat by Space Baby. If you would, please leave a review or tweet or whatever you can do on the internet for Samuel Sift, Post-Apocalypse Detective. It's a huge help when you do. This has been a Stationary Hobo production, sound engineered by Lost Frequency Audio Lab.